League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, the Twitch is getting its perv on this morning. We got Abigail and Sam, both in the production.
Abigail's done a great job today. She has not played the Kikuchi song.
No, but can you play the Kikuchi song, Sam?
Del won't tell me where it
Abigail?
Is.
Del kind of is in the building, so once he's not in the building, maybe I'll play it.
Beat it, Del. We want to hear the Kikuchi song.
Yeah, one of our listeners,
yeah.
He tightened it up to where it's ready to go. You were getting it yesterday.
Yeah.
We just had Kikuchi pitch.
Oh, did Kikuchi, did he pitch yesterday? Yeah. Did we win? Yeah. Okay, did we win another Kikuchi game? Yes. Do we need to play a song, a Kikuchi song? Yes. All of those things. And Del the curmudgeon, ruining it for everybody. Ruining it. You're a bad person, Del. No wonder Twitch really wants you gone and Abigail in there every day. Right?
Del is the Magic Johnson late night show of radio? What?
What?
Why would somebody say this?
I don't even know why they're laughing. They've never seen the Magic Johnson show before.
Abigail has no idea what that show is, and she's still laughing.
She's just laughing. She's never seen that show.
She's laughed at it because it's funny.
Okay, I thought it was Magic Mike. That's what I...
Oh.
No, Magic Johnson has a historically bad talk show that he did.
You are the Magic Mike of producers, Del, of hosts?
No, I am not. That's probably a Paul Gallant thing to be. Bow. He likes to dress up and stuff.
Bow. Wow. Bow. Wow. Putting it up.
Genuine. Paul?
Well, he does like to dress up for Halloween.
He does dress up for Halloween, that's
Magic
for sure.
Paul, do you think he's going to come in shirtless with just a bow tie?
Oh,
if it wasn't inappropriate, he would. If he thought he could get away with it.
I can't completely rule it out.
No, I can't rule that out.
Because Paul's fearless.
Yeah.
And he's
proud of his physique.
Yeah, he stays in shape.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a former MVP of the touch football game.
Flag football.
Yes. Flag football.
Yes.
He wants you to be clear about that. MVP of flag football.
What? The Texans media. Is touch football different?
Yeah, it's different. The Texan media flag football, he's an MVP of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had guys here who love to be for the Rockets. They love talking about it. Paul just likes talking about that, too.
What's going to happen with your little radio show next week?
I don't know. First of all, don't insult the show with
I'm
little.
Not insulting the show.
Yeah, little radio show.
It's only 2 hours. It's a little radio
national
show.
Shorter radio show than little is disrespectful.
How about Sam and Abigail do a show? They're friends.
Why? Well, I'm
they've got life experiences.
Who's going to produce the show?
Sam's a former college athlete.
Mapesy. Nope.
How about we get an athlete on? How about she would be you too, college athlete? Sam is our second college athlete on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if like Joel ever was.
Joel was a pitcher.
Yeah,
right?
Joel was a pitcher.
Joel was a pitcher.
Whitewater.
Was he really? Oh,
yeah.
Wisconsin Whitewater.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so.
I never knew that.
Well, I don't know what the plan is. I know there's talk of Raheel doing a day or so next week.
Really?
Yes. But I'm not sure if that's a thing because Raheel always says doesn't do it.
Well, it's
he always says he can't,
insults
and then
the station.
Something comes up.
Well, he was on last week with me and found a way not to insult the station.
He did? That's
yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
So I'm not sure. But it's a possibility. But there will be probably some national, too. From 10 to 12. I don't know who does the national stuff, but yeah, I'll be gone, and maybe Abigail and Sam could do a show. Maybe Raheel can do a show. It's 10 to 12. It's just a place where we just throw trash anyway. So, right? That's how you treat those two hours? That's how he talks about it. That's how he talks about it.
Yeah. You do see how you've made Dell feel?
Yeah.
We just throw trash there anyway. Low self-esteem Dell is the
worst.
Yeah,
you're the Brian Flores of the station.
Yeah. How am I supposed to feel? All he did is said the show's crap and I'm terrible.
I never said it was that you were crap.
You talk about the show like
he is a
what
Brian
are you doing
Flores.
On your little radio show?
There it is.
That's it?
That's the Brian Flores version. If you don't belong here, you didn't earn it.
No, you earned it. All these years producing.
I mean, dealing with you and Salisbury and Pendergast and all
the
others. The
girls will have their own show in no time now.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with us.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it won't be because of that. Because of the views on the Twitch and the Twitter
that is
and
true.
YouTube.
The comments. Oh, pity party, Dell.
See? And, of course, no one can understand a joke either, dumbasses.
Wow.
And then we got this throw some, make some trash.
Wow.
I don't know if we could do an IQ test for those for the Twitch people, but I bet you that a lot of them don't break 100.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of talking about sports this morning. I want to ask the girls a question here.
Okay,
we lasted a full 2 hours.
We did
primarily sports,
right?
Yeah.
So there's a fat guy in Taiwan.
Okay. Oh, we're news of the weird already.
Well, I was just looking through. And
yeah, no, obviously.
Well, we should just do an hour of news of the weird. So the guy got too fat. He was married, and he got too fat. And apparently, he got so fat that his wife started charging him to have sex. If your husband got too fat, would you charge him?
I can't believe you asked these questions.
Okay, where did you find this?
This is a story on NDTV. A man in Taiwan has filed for divorce after his wife demanded he pay her a fee each time they had sex. But he was kind of disgusting. So she was like, if I'm going to do this, you got to pay me.
But it's not technically.
Oh, I have no comments for this question.
I didn't figure you. It's probably best you don't. But if you.
Sam, what do you think?
If Sam's a coward, too, that's fine.
Excuse me. We're getting feisty this morning. Okay, no, listen. I wouldn't pay my husband to have sex with me. I just wouldn't let him get to that point.
You'd make sure that he stayed in shape?
No. Of course. If I saw him get a little chunky, I'd be like, hey, let's go for a run this morning. You know, like, let's eat a salad this afternoon. He's not
what
getting
if
to
he
that
just,
let's go for,
let's
hey,
go for a run.
Let's go for a run and have a salad today. Well, that seems awfully lifestyle-oriented.
Yeah. But he's filed for divorce now. It's unhappy.
Yeah. Well,
but you shouldn't have gotten that big, right?
I mean, listen, it's not like,
according
it's,
to
it's
his
different
wife's...
than the negotiations. There have been other negotiations that have gone on in marriage. You're like, look, if I get this, then you've heard that
oh,
kind of stuff
absolutely.
Before. This is different. This is like, no, this is like a toll.
Well, and not
you cannot,
only that.
You cannot go on this bridge without a toll being paid.
His wife told relatives that he was too fat and incompetent.
Wow.
So,
that seems,
I mean,
that just this, got,
he's the Brian Flores of wives. She's the Brian Flores of wives.
Yeah. She
You're
called
too
him incompetent.
Fat and incompetent.
Was that a personal shot at him? Just in
yeah,
a general he's, sense he's incompetent?
I mean, he should have filed for divorce a long
was
time
he,
ago, right?
Was he banned from like family gatherings, too?
Well, no, I guess.
Well,
could, I don't
well
know.
Her family, maybe.
Maybe he just.
Or
yeah,
his
she,
family?
She was so disgusted by him, she didn't want to bring him around. But, I mean, he did get heavy. So, I don't know.
So she charges him?
So she.
What would you do, John? Now we're turning it back
yeah.
on y'all.
What
would you
that,
do?
That's why I try to stay in shape. I'm not. I'm
no,
not
what
that.
Would you do if it
no,
was
no, no,
Wendy?
Your wife.
If
Are you
Wendy
charging
got,
Wendy?
If Wendy got really big, she yeah. wouldn't know. That's it.
See?
She wouldn't.
He just, that's how yeah. easy he
she
gets.
She wouldn't know.
It wouldn't happen.
That, just
Corky,
like Sam.
Hog,
Sam would go.
Badass, double wide, butterball.
Sam said, no, we're going for a run. We're eating salads, okay? No, that ain't happening, okay?
We're
no.
going to even watch people work out for TV. We're getting motivated.
Yeah, oh, you're going to watch people work out?
Yeah, so it can motivate him.
Or he go,
watch,
oh,
Bay,
I ain't like, never
hey,
going to do
don't
all that.
You wish you'd look like this?
Give me more Cheetos. I'm not doing all that, okay? That's what that.
Well, he's
it gonna, could backfire on you, Sam. It could backfire.
Yeah, be
on
careful.
You. Yeah.
Could backfire.
Watching other people work out makes you feel like, oh, I already worked out. Look, I watched other people, right? So, no, I wouldn't do that, Sam. Sam, the salad idea. That was a good one. The salad idea. 713-780.
What kind of salad? Chicken salad.
No, not chicken salad. Not the one with mayonnaise.
Chicken salad on ciabatta.
Yeah. And everybody thinks, you know, a salad is so great. Go look at the calories in the dressing before you.
Yeah, dressing's the heckler.
Dressing is dressing's
or also
the
if you get fried chicken and bacon in your salad.
Well, right. Right. But the ranch and the blue cheese dressing.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well eat a Big Mac.
Oh, it's 320 calories. I guess I'll just, but then I'm lighter with the salad. I'm okay. Ooh, that's like 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly.
You think when they come with your ramekin of salad dressing, that's 2 tablespoons? No.
No. Yeah, and I like a lot of dressing on it. Anyway, so I wanted to get away from.
We've created a different pathway for you.
And I would like to do just the entire hour, every 9 o'clock hour, just news of the weird. If you want to know the truth, so we don't have to talk about. Well, I want to talk about our Astros, 68-56. 2 months ago, they were 10 games out of first place. Now they're 5 games up. Seattle has totally fallen apart. They're 64-62, 5 games back now.
Yeah.
And the Astros now are just 5-7. They're just 5.5 games out of actually 6.5 games from being in the having the best record in the American League.
Yep.
And they're only 4.5. They're only 4 games right now behind Cleveland. 4 games behind Cleveland for second place.
It's pretty incredible.
It's a great
job, and you're right. Joe Espada, I don't know if he's going to get. I mean, he's an Astros manager, number one. The Astros are not going to. The Astros should finish first in the division. The Astros may finish behind 4.
I missed
5 teams. Yeah.
They're only 4.5 games away from the Yankees. 4.5 games from being the best record in the American League.
Yeah, but you still have teams who are still ahead of them.
You've got Baltimore, the Yankees.
You'd have to overtake
Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City.
You got to win all those head-to-head games.
Yeah, well, you got them coming up. Mm-hmm. You got Baltimore coming up for 4.
Yeah, Baltimore's big.
Yeah, you got Kansas City coming up for 4. You got Cleveland at 3 at the end of the year. There's plenty of time. Plenty of time. They will not be in the wild card. They went from not even being a wild card team to when this is all said and done, the Astros won't even be in the wild card games because they'll have the best record in the American League. That's my prediction. 4.5 games back are the Yankees now. That's how good this team has been. It has been without a doubt. And Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez have been 2 of the best pitchers in. Hunter Brown is in first. Did you see the stats of Hunter Brown's stats since May 22nd?
Uh-huh.
He's first in the league in 4 different categories.
Yeah, Hunter Brown has been unbelievable.
Been, yeah, fabulous.
I mean, there's barely even a stumble in there. You go look at his game log, he had 1 stumble, and that was it. Everything else has been top notch.
Maybe May 22nd is the best of record. Hunter Brown over the last month and a half or so has been the best.
Yeah, you
want
to know how
baseball.
Bad he was to start with? He still has a WHIP of 1.3 and an ERA of 3.82. Like, he's been incredible, and it still he hasn't been able to get his.
Yeah,
he hasn't been able to get the ERA down. And what 3.82 is still a very serviceable ERA.
That's
right?
Pretty good.
Right. Would you guess that he is at home? He's 342 away. He's 423. But in March, we won't count March. In April, his ERA was 1184. But it's funny. You're right. Like, it seemed like it was more than just April. But May, it was 342. June, 116. 31 innings pitched, 21 hits, 4 earned runs. 4 earned runs
and
at
he
31.
Didn't win pitcher of the month.
And he no 36 strikeouts and 8 walks. He was even better. July he was a 353. He actually allowed more hits than innings pitched in July. And then in August he's back on it. 18 1/3. He's given up 12 hits, 4 earned runs, 19 strikeouts. He has had more strikeouts than innings pitched in basically every. He was tied in April, but his strikeouts and innings pitch has been good. His bat, yeah, boy, his June was terrific. 4-0.
Yep.
4-0.
And didn't win player of the month.
In June. Pitcher of the month. That was ridiculous. 1-1-6.
Ridiculous.
4-0 with the 1-1-6 with a 189 batting average against. In August, his numbers aren't as good as June, but in August, they're pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
You know who else is pretty damn good? My man Matt Hogue over at Hogue Landscaping Services. Hogue, H-O-G-U-E, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com. What is it that you're looking for? And listen, you can make your home, well, not only more livable and more fun and just the place to be, but you can make it more valuable. When you add a basketball court, when you add a pickleball court, when you add a pool, when you add an outdoor kitchen, when you add, an AV center where you've got TVs out there. I mean, you can make your home so much more valuable. And, oh, by the way, so much more livable and so much more fun. So much more this is the place for people to have parties. And this is the place where your guys are going to be out on the back porch eating your dinners and barbecuing out there. And I mean, no more than barbecuing. You'll have Hogue doesn't do anything halfway. It is going to be the best that it could possibly be. That's just the way they do it. Hogue, HOGUELS.com. It's more than landscaping services. It's full service. Make my backyard the best damn backyard in the whole world. If you're looking for outdoor fun, if you're looking to improve and increase the value of your home, Hogue, HOGUELS.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You got about a half hour to get in here before we hit News of the Weird. So you're more than welcome to do that. If you've got a weird story that you want to bring to the table, you can do that as well. We've already started News of the Weird, so we can continue to do that. If you'd like. Teams that will get better this year, every year, last place schedules always rise up, right? The Texans were one of those last-place schedules last year, rose up, won a division. I don't know that they'll win the division, but I fully expect the Washington Commanders. Mama didn't call them the Commanders, but I'm going to call them the Commanders. The Washington Commanders to be a better football team this year, and in large part because of Jalen Daniels. Every year, Bill Barnwell has five football teams. Washington is one of his. I don't know if I agree with all of his. They will improve this year. I got Washington. I think Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta will.
Atlanta will be better.
And Carolina almost has to, but should I jump the gun on that?
They
lost Brian Burns.
They added some wide receiver help. Deontay Johnson is there now. We'll see if he's a good boy or not. Yeah.
Oh my God! Breaking news. Also.
What's breaking news?
Hector Neris has just been DFA'd.
Another one?
Another Astro has been DFA'd. Neris was so bad that the Chicago Cubs DFA'd him, and he's already cleared waivers.
Wow. We don't need him, though. We're good. We got Caleb Ferguson. Did you see him last night? He had two strikeouts. We're good.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Neris, Montero, Abreu, and Machete, all of them played for the Astros. Well, Neris didn't, so you had, but three of them were World Series, key cogs in the World Series.
Yeah.
And now they're all out of baseball.
Crazy. He's got the Kansas City Chiefs as being a better football team this year. They were 11-6 last year. You know what? There was a time last year that they weren't very good. They were not very good offensively last year.
Yeah.
And then yeah. they turned it on, obviously, in the postseason.
I know. People forget that the Kansas City Chiefs were kind of an average team for a lot of the year. They've got that rare ability to flip a switch. And when they flip it, and when especially when, you know, Pat Mahomes flips it, it's a real thing. They're able to flip a switch. Teams who flip switches typically, though, eventually get caught because you can't do it forever. You think you can, but you can't do it forever. And so that's what's going to be interesting is seeing how long they can continue to do that. Is eventually are they going to get caught up with? I mean, I feel like they will. I feel like eventually things are going to catch up with them.
Well,
where they're not going to this inability like. I believe Kelce is done after this year.
Well, is Kelce going to be, that was my question, is Kelce going to be really, really good this year?
I don't think he's going to be really, really good. I think he'll be good, but he's physically declining, and he's getting older. And I think there's a reason they drafted a playmaker in the first round in Xavier Worthy. Yeah, I guess the question, John, would be, do you believe that Pat Mahomes can be the same quarterback without Travis Kelce? One thing we saw is Tom Brady was not the same quarterback without Gronk. Can Pat Mahomes be the same without Kelce? I don't he's going to be good. We know that.
Yeah.
But is he going to be the same guy without Travis Kelce?
Kelce gets open a lot more than he should.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Let me see. I would say better than last year. Jets will be better than last year, obviously. Obviously, Patriots are going to go through tough times.
He's got the Patriots as one of his teams that'll be better.
He's got five teams better than last
five
year?
Five teams.
And so
Patriots?
What
Chiefs?
Jets have to be.
No, he's got the Commanders. They were 4-13 last year. I think they're going to be better. They have to be
he's
better.
He's got Falcons?
He does not have the Falcons, and he doesn't have the Jets. Those are two obvious ones.
Oh, Broncos?
He does not have the Broncos.
Not Titans.
He's got the Cardinals.
Oh.
As being better. They were
they were feisty last year.
And he's got New England, and he's got the Chargers.
Chargers. An immediate Jim Harbaugh effect.
I believe that, too.
Move the sticks with Bucky Brooks yesterday, and Bucky is in. So he's not a sideline reporter, but he does a lot of stuff with Jacksonville. He's like, he does podcasts. He knows all about Jacksonville. We were talking about Jacksonville a little bit. How about this, John? They've got Gabe Davis. He said Brian Walker Jr. has looked really, really good. Brian Thomas Jr. So you got Brian Thomas Jr. out on one edge, the rookie out of LSU who's bigger and faster and more explosive than Malik Nabers as an athlete, and that's saying something. He had 17 touchdown catches his senior year. On the other side is Gabe Davis, who is, you know, a more linear receiver, gets down the field. Then you got Evan Engram, who had a resurgence last year at tight end, and then you got Christian Kirk. And not to mention, you got Travis Etienne. Like, when you really look at it, man, they've surrounded, they've got some weapons around Trevor Lawrence this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the entire thing was that they realize they got to score with Houston now. They have to score. Houston's going to be a team that's going to start scoring a lot, and they've got to be able to score. You look at the Chargers, and we were talking about Ladd McConkey as a fantasy option or whatever, and he said, you know, his belief is that they're really going to lean into running the football more. It's going to be a lot more running game from the Chargers because that's what Jim Harbaugh does. And while McConkey is probably going to get targets from his quarterback, Justin Herbert, he thinks Herbert's numbers could really, from a fantasy standpoint,
dip,
come way down because he's like, if they can run the ball, Harbaugh is very intent on establishing.
Well, taking Alt as opposed to Malik Nabers is telling you that what is exactly what Jim Harbaugh wants to do.
And he basically told people how important having an offensive lineman. That's why he headed into the draft. Everyone's like, is he telling you he's going to draft an offensive line? He told you he was going to draft an offensive line, basically. If you read, you didn't even really have to read between the lines. Now, would that have been what I did with Justin Herbert? No, but also building an offensive line. They've got a great left tackle in Slater. So basically they wanted a good one with Alt. And it's Jim Harbaugh saying, no, we're going to – this is what I do. I did this at Stanford. I did this in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick and the running game, the way we built that. I did it with Michigan, where our offensive line won the Joe Moore Award 2 years, and we're going to do it with the Chargers. We'll see if this way can win in the NFL. Like, I'm still not convinced you can go retro and become just a thick running team like Tennessee Titans were with.
Yeah, but you got
Derek
Justin Herbert. You're going to be able to fling it too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can. Well, it's got to be a mix. It's got to be a blend.
But people are going to be up in the box trying to stop that run, and that's when Ladd McConkey gets a little bit behind you.
Yeah.
But they
it's
need
gonna be
more,
fun to see
they
how
need
he
more
does.
Weapons, though.
What he's not doing is going back to college anytime soon.
No. He ain't. No.
He's not allowed to.
No. No, he won't be. It's 928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. On the other side, what teams will take a dip? What teams will take a dip? But first, John.
He better be keeping our team's name out of his mouth.
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay. John Daspit's not taking a dip. John Daspit is doing the same thing month after month. He is getting new clients who, and it's amazing how many injuries there are just in the, look, we've got millions here in the city, but people at their workplace, they're in dangerous work environments, they're injured. You have people who are in not as dangerous work environments who get injured due to someone else's negligence. Sometimes these things happen. Sometimes it's an issue out on the roadway. And, you know, unfortunately, he has to deal at times with loss of life for people or loss of limbs or severe injury. And there are other times where he's just dealing with people who are just like you or I would, where we have to go to the hospital, have something broken, you go get it, you get an x-ray, you get the CAT scan, the MRIs. These things cost a lot of money. You have to see this doctor, this specialist, then you have a surgery, then you got physical therapy. You can't work because you're physically unable to. Who's making up all that money for you of your bills and the work that you're missing? John Daspit is. John Daspit's going to make sure that the insurance from the other guys is going to pay all of that and take care of you for your pain and suffering, because you didn't ask to go through all that, and yet here you are having to deal with that. John Daspit will fight for you. He's on your side. He is the personal injury lawyer here in the city of Houston, has the biggest firm, and he does big cases all the time. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One segment, the news of the weird. I really like that. I like when Abigail's here and we do news of the weird, because it makes her uncomfortable. It makes you very uncomfortable, doesn't it, Abigail?
Very much so, because it's about... What did you bring up last week? OnlyFans?
Which what?
Didn't you bring up last week OnlyFans?
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, but you said you don't have an OnlyFans. Young Abigail doesn't have an OnlyFans account, right?
No, I just pointed out that you don't have one.
No, I don't have one, no.
That's but then you I also said. Ask her about Gen Z. Yeah.
I guess that's a curious question.
Well, the study came out that Gen Zers would rather have a house than sex.
Well, that's a... I mean, having a house is a big deal.
Well, I know.
It's a big accomplishment.
Abigail, you didn't answer the question.
What question?
What question was it?
Are you one of those Gen Zers that would rather have a house or sex? Which
I was
one?
Hoping you would, like, go off the topic. I said house last week, yeah. Right?
You said house?
Yeah.
No, you said, I don't want any part of this, is what you said.
But then she ended up saying house.
$3.4 million house.
Oh, she did say
yeah,
house?
She eventually
yeah,
said house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
I mean, a house is... Look how expensive houses are.
I know, but if you have an OnlyFans page, then you can have both.
We're not combining stories. That is true. Drea De Matteo,
you can have both.
From,
you can have your
from
cake
Sopranos,
and eat it too.
Is still on OnlyFans, and she's like, "Yeah, when I have to, yeah. You know, I'll pay off my mortgage or whatever."
Yeah, I mean, that's just saying. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say. I'm just saying. The five NFL teams that will take a drop this year. Who you got dropping?
That will take a drop. Hold on. I'm gonna get this right. Well, I'm trying to get into the mind of Bill Barnwell. So let me see. The five NFL teams that are going to take a drop. Let me bring up my team so I can think about them. I am going to say for sure, and if he doesn't have this, we cannot trust Bill Barnwell anymore. The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills are not one of his teams.
Okay, well, this list is irrelevant, but I'll keep playing. I will say the Steelers.
Yes.
Okay.
The Steelers are on his list. They were 10-7 last year. They'll probably finish with a winning record because they have Mike Tomlin, but they will not be 10-7 this year.
I will say he says the Texans.
Texans are not on his list.
Oh, you tricked me.
Yeah, you tricked me. Yeah, you're I tricked worst. You.
Okay, you tricked me. Let's go with...
One's pretty obvious.
Oh, he thought the Chiefs would be better. Seahawks?
Not the Seahawks. Who finished really poorly last year?
Well, you said finished worse.
Yeah, but this will be worse. They finished really poorly, but this will be even worse.
Not the Vikings.
Nope.
They finished really poorly. Let me look. Not the Jets. Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, Vikings.
Packers. Well, you already said it. What? Eagles. Remember, they were 10-1. And they finished 11-6, and they got killed in the playoffs.
Yeah, so he thinks the Eagles are coming down. So that means the Eagles are going to really regret that Jalen Hurts contract.
Well, Jalen will still. You know what?
No, Jalen didn't
fantasy
play well.
People, no.
Jalen didn't play
fantasy
well.
Fantasy people still have Jalen as their maybe.
Yeah,
their, in a lot of instances, they're tough.
That's because he does the tush push.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts was not good as a passer last year. Remember, the talk was his shoulder hurt, and then somebody mentioned maybe he'd, like Dan Orlovsky or somebody said maybe he should sit down, and then he got accused of being a racist. No.
Yeah.
Was it Orlovsky or was it somebody else on ESPN who said maybe he should just sit?
Yeah, it was.
Kurt Bankert, who was an ESPN. Somebody said last year he had 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions.
That's bad.
Now, I know he has rushing touchdowns, and that's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Like, God, I forgot how bad he was.
They were bad
stretch.
At the end of the year.
They really were.
Sirianni is one of the favorites to get fired first.
Yeah, I wasn't sure Jalen was healthy. In December last year, he completed his lowest percentage, 62.8%. He had 5 touchdown passes to 4 interceptions. Yeah, it just wasn't great last year for him. I hadn't really thought about them, but that's actually a pretty fair. How many is that? What about the Giants?
The Giants? Yes.
God,
you got the Giants.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be
good. I don't think they're going to be good.
See, here's what's going to be different with Jalen Hurts. I think Saquon Barkley is going to have a big year. I would stay away from Jalen Hurts. I think, although Jalen's still going to get his short yardage touchdowns, but I'm a big fan. Is that 5 or
that's,
is that 4?
No, you got 3.
I've only got 3. Yep. Say the 3 I've got.
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Giants.
And the Giants. So 2 in that division. Does he say Packers?
He does not.
Okay. Does he say Saints?
He doesn't. He says none of those things.
He didn't say Niners, does he?
He does not say that either.
Well, he must say Raiders.
He says Ravens.
Ravens. See, I think Ravens. Okay.
Their offensive, I think it's very underplayed. They lost 2 starters off that offensive line to free agency. And you know what? That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal. And they were 13-4. You can see them taking a drop.
Yeah, yeah. Just from a pure win standpoint, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think they're the favorite to win that division because I just don't know what to expect from Cincinnati.
Well, the other team, there's 3 teams that are going to take a drop in that division.
Cleveland. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Cleveland won more games than you think.
With that quarterback
with
play.
With no quarterback play.
Okay, are they going to get better quarterback play this year with Deshaun?
I'm just going to say yes. I mean, I just can't believe that Deshaun's career is basically over. That's what you would think. Based on this amount of money, Deshaun would be a cap cut if you were able to cut guys for performance and money. You would say, this guy's killing us. I'm just going to play the odds that he comes back and has a decent year at some point. Maybe it's this year, a full year, where we're not doing, you know, if he stays healthy, there's no suspensions. There's all the rust should be shaken off of him. I don't know if he's serious about football the way he used to be. That's a big question. He's got some talent around him, but David Njoku was good with Joe Flacco. He wasn't good with Deshaun's not a guy who finds tight ends.
They were 5-1 when Deshaun started. Now we debunked that it was because of Deshaun. I mean, he threw 5 passes, and 3 others in which he had a passer rating below 75. Threw 5 passes against the Colts in their win. And 3 games, he had a passer rating below 75. It wasn't because of him. It was despite, in spite of him, that they won football games last year. He wasn't good. He just wasn't good. So I could see them not. Yeah, they were 11-6.
Yeah.
Although their defense isn't getting worse, their defense is pretty damn good.
Their defense is great. And that's the thing for me.
Their defense was great at home.
Well, they were unstoppable at home.
Yes. Their defense was great at home. But remember, on the road, there was a big discrepancy in their defense on road and home. So, yeah, I could certainly see that. Yeah, you thought the Texans would be. The Texans aren't going to be in there.
You tricked me.
I tricked you. I asked the question, are the Texans going to be one of those teams?
Who are the current favorites to win in the AFC East?
The AFC East, it's got to be Miami.
They're plus 180. The Jets are plus 170. So
yeah,
they're basically, and the Bills are plus 220. The Chiefs are a big favorite at minus 330, followed by the Chargers, then Raiders, then Broncos.
I think Broncos
end
are
up
better
than the Raiders.
Yeah,
the Eagles are still the favorite, minus 150 in the NFC East. Dallas is plus 190. Now, Dallas is kind of, you know, how much of that do you think is because they're unsettled at CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott with contracts?
I think that's got to work itself out. It's got to work itself out.
Giants are the longest shot.
If CeeDee's not in that wide receiver room, it is by far the worst wide receiver room in the NFL.
Do you give the Bears at plus 310 a chance to win that division?
No.
The Lions are plus 110. Falcons are the favorite at minus 140. And then Tampa Bay after that. And that's all they have. They don't have the Texans division.
They don't have the Texans division?
No, and I don't know why.
The Texans will be the favorite. You know what?
They are the favorite.
Talking about all those weapons with the Jaguars, there's a possibility that they're going to be a little bit scarier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know what? Trevor Lawrence in the same system for a second year, in a decent system for a second year. They might be better this year. That might be a tougher game. The Texans always play them well, though. They always play them well. The Colts are going to be scary, but you said it. They've got Anthony Richardson as the third fantasy quarterback.
Just all because of Ryan.
How can you put him as the third fantasy quarterback when you don't know he can stay on the field?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be really scary for me. He's got a long history of missing a lot of games.
Yeah. And can he throw the football? I mean, I know he can run. We know he can run. And that's a nice quality in a fantasy quarterback. But can he stay on the field, and how many points is he going to get you with his arm? Or is it just going to be all his legs? That will be interesting. I don't think I'm taking him third overall. Not third.
That's his average draft position, though.
Yep. It's third. It's the third quarterback taken.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were showing. ADP.
They got Josh Allen or Hurts first.
Josh. Hurts was second. Josh was first.
Josh was first. Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. Well, I'm sorry, you can't get in here now because you know why? We got news of the weird. We are about to embarrass Abigail. That's what will happen.
No,
Abigail, you have to be part of it.
That's not what we're shooting for.
I'll be a part of it.
You got to be a part of it, Abigail. Okay. That's a young Abigail is going to be definitely going to be a part of News of the Weird. Otherwise, it's just not any fun. Okay? And she's about fun. You know who's about work and who's about getting it done for you is Kent Jones over at DreamRate. DreamRate is here for you, and DreamRate it's just a better experience. Here, You need a mortgage. Here, you're renting right now. And you're like, well, it's a bad time to buy. No, it's not. Here's the deal. You are somebody who needs Kent Jones over Dream Rate. You can buy right now. If you got a little money stashed, you got homes out there that are affordable, and you're going to get rebates from the government because you're a first-time home buyer. Call Kent and ask him for a scenario quote. He'll do that over the phone for you, okay? And then when it's time to sit down and get that mortgage done, there's one guy to go see, and that's my man Kent Jones over at Dream Rate, because he's going to find the best deal for you. He's going to work it as hard as he can. In a lot of instances, he saves thousands and thousands of dollars. But the experience, and it's more than that, though. It's about caring. It's about trying. There's a lot of mortgage companies out there that are just, you're just a number. We got to shuffle through, get as many done as we possibly can. That's not the way Kent does it. Kent's going to spend time, and he's going to work your deal so that it's the best advantage for you. He does it every time. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, equal housing lender.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. Time for News of the Weird here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right. Apparently, they're banning condoms at BME's freshman campuses, at their freshman camps, to see...
You said BME?
BME.
What does that mean?
BME is...
What is it?
What does that mean, John?
BME camp. I don't know. It's a school. BME. I don't know what BME is. A BME freshman camp.
Okay.
So they're... Oh. BME is Budapest University, I guess.
But what is the M? Is it BME?
It's BME. It's Budapest University of Technology and Economics. BME. Okay?
Okay.
So they're banning condoms. They're going to find out whether they will have less sex because there are no condoms. How do you think this one's going to work out?
There's going to be more production.
Pardon me?
I don't think there's going to be less sex.
I know, right? All more you're babies? Doing is endangering Maybe? Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, let's see. Let's do this.
Let's try it out.
Let's do a study and see what happens.
I mean...
Okay.
All right, see how that's going to work out for you. How many more kids are going to be born now? And how many more venereal diseases will be around?
We'll find out.
Because of your little test.
We'll find out.
Okay? Dumb. You're dumb. A cartel member is suing Diddy for allegedly ruining the drug business.
How'd that happen?
The plaintiff claimed that after declining these purported offers, he told his life that he would be made hell due to the power Combs has in the streets. He was able to sell less drugs because, because Diddy told him, no, you can't sell them here.
I feel like sometime you're going to have to read past the headline.
I know, I'm too.
It's a good headline.
It is a good.
But a cartel member sued Diddy?
A self-proclaimed member of the Sinaloa drug cartel filed a lawsuit against a hip-hop member after alleging defamation that he claims ruined his illicit drug business. He was...
Can't be a real story. Where did this story come from?
Where did you get this story from?
Where did you get the
News
story
Nation.
From?
It's a reputable. It's reputable.
.edu.
The BBC says the public is urged to hand in their zombie-style knives ahead of the ban. They're going to ban zombie-style knives.
What are zombie-style knives? Let me look it up.
Zombie-style knives and machetes, I guess they're longer. They're longer. What is a zombie?
Zombie-style knife.
They're defined as weapons with blades over 8 inches and have serrated cutting edge.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, so they're banning
them? They're banning them.
From where? Just everywhere?
In England. Apparently, they're banning them in England. So, cool. Yeah. I mean, that looks like something that would hurt you. Yeah.
Well, it'd hurt a zombie.
Yep.
It definitely wouldn't hurt us, though. Definitely a zombie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We'd be fine with this.
We ain't turning ours in. That's for sure.
Yeah, zombie knives.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
Yeah, they're called zombie hunters.
They're called zombie hunters.
These knives
hunters.
Are called, zombie yeah. hunters. Well, I think Drake had one of these.
He did?
Yeah, I think we found it in his drawer and like took it out when he was about 14. Like
what?
You can't have one of these. Where'd you get this from?
Apparently, massive banks are now accused of cheating customers out of billions of dollars. According to a new report by the Financial Times, several major Wall Street banks, including Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, are accused of defrauding customers out of billions of dollars in interest payments. Wells Fargo, pay up. Okay, yeah. Do you guys use any of those?
I use Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Abigail, they owe us.
Oh, dang it.
What? You're going to be rich. You're going to be rich,
do
girl.
Do they owe you?
They owe me. Do they owe you? For what?
For interest payments.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they owe me. According to a new study, the brain's memory resets every night. Your memory resets every
What's
night.
What's that supposed to mean? Then it's not a memory. It's a memento.
Well, according to this study and published in the journal Science, mentioned that the resetting things help us learn new things without exhausting the brain. How about that?
I can tell you, over the last several months, I have not been exhausting my brain.
You haven't?
Just lay down and watch shows.
I've just been sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah.
No exhaustion of the brain. I'm not doing Sudoku puzzles.
I'm doing
I'm
that.
Not doing
I do
I'm
crosswords.
Not doing any hard reading. I'm not doing I just yeah, I am resting. I'm resetting my brain for this throughout the summer.
So you can talk with John, basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's got to dumb it down. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
He's trying
okay.
to dumb it
because
all down.
My football season's coming up, so I got to clear out space
yeah,
in the
yeah.
brain.
That makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Dover police are on alert for drug use at a Phish concert. P-H-I-S-H. What is that? What is Phish?
Phish is just like Grateful Dead.
It is?
Yeah, it's like people follow Phish around the concert. Yeah, there's going to be lots of drugs there.
No. Well, they don't. Apparently, Dover police are on alert. They want to stop drug use at the Phish concert.
Okay, there's already going to be a lot of acid that's already in the systems.
Already took it.
There's going to be a lot of acid that's already in the systems. That's not, you're not going to stop drug usage at a Phish
concert.
Well,
I think that is news of the weird, though.
That is news of the weird.
Yeah. Apparently, Palo Alto Networks execs had to apologize for hostesses dressed as lamps at the Black Hat booth. See this? They put lamps on women's heads, and they got nice dresses on.
Do they light up? Or
they light? Yeah, the, yeah. they're, why they're
are
lit
they,
up.
Why are they apologizing? That's clearly like a art statement or fashion statement.
Because they made it just for women had to do it. Their faces obscured and their bodies more or less being ogled. Okay, so. They had to apologize for making women and hiding their faces and making them
laugh. Yeah, because we don't want to see their face.
Well, I think they're don't you think they're exploiting women there?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of, in a way.
Yeah, like Twitch exploits the you in there?
Yes, great. Great example.
And finally tonight, apparently, okay, that Diddy story didn't work. Apparently, a New Zealand food bank distributed candy made from methamphetamine.
So that had to be an accident.
Do you think that a food bank should give out meth in candy form?
Of course. So somebody, why not? No, I'm just kidding.
Somebody donated the candy. Well, should a food bank be handing out candy? Isn't a food bank for sustenance? You need to help people who don't have food.
Right.
Is candy the food you give out?
Wait.
What?
What? Poor people can't have candy too?
No, what if you have diabetes?
They need
sugar.
For that will nourish your body that will keep
and
you
they
full.
Need candy.
They don't need candy. It's meth. It's not candy. It's meth.
Well,
you
that was the
that.
Problem. That was up.
Why do poor people have to have meth?
Each candy was up to 300 times the level someone would usually take and could be lethal. Okay? So apparently, I don't think they knew they were doing it. if they knew it, if they did it knowingly, that's a bad thing, I think. I don't think you should hand out meth to people when and know it.
No, not knowingly.
Not knowingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unknowingly, it's fine, I guess.
Well,
it's not fine, but it's like...
Unknowingly. How would I know? Like, I didn't know.
Sorry.
I didn't know. Of course, ignorance is not an excuse under the law. Just so you know, Abigail, when you're handing out meth, okay, she's taking the side of the meth people.
I'm not taking the side of the meth people, but if I don't know, then it's like...
That's an aggressive choice.
Yes. Nice job, Abigail.
You know what? I'm going to line up pro-meth.
Yep.
You're trying to give people who have hunger issues meth, too.
Yeah, right. Or I'm trying to let them play underdog.
Dell said, let's talk about underdog. Underdog Fantasy. Did you know that this year you can win 325 times your original play? I heard another radio show doing a commercial for a different company that does 100 times your original play. I'm sorry. We're 325 this year. We've been way over 100 for a while now. Now we're at 325 with Underdog Fantasy. It's the only place you're going to find that. When you play the Pick'em Challenge, you're picking stats for your players that you're watching. It could be your favorite players or just your favorite stats. Use your sports knowledge. Go in. Take a look at how a game's going to unravel. And you say, you know what? I'm going higher on the receptions here. I'm going higher on yards rushing. I'm going lower on touchdown passes because I think this is going to happen in the game. You pick between two players and five players, anywhere between two and five, and you have a chance to win a ton of money based on just going higher or lower and picking it right. You decide how many you choose. When you use promo code Lance on your first deposit, they are going to give you a gimme first pick, basically. They're basically going to give you one where you say higher, and it's going to be an automatic win, so you already have one in the bank. But the other thing they're going to do is give you a deposit special. So make sure that you go deposit, but you use promo code Lance on that deposit. It's fantasy football season is here, and the Pick'em Challenge has never been more fun, and it's available through Underdog Fantasy. Make sure that you're 18 or older in Fresno State where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.